back to the comment section. I'm Brett Cooper. I am just going to put a bit of a disclaimer out here today because I always like to do that because I know I have people who watch me with their kids. Maybe you're younger or maybe you just don't want to see this kind of content, but this is a little bit of a more mature subject matter today. It's a little bit sexual. So if that's not your thing, if you have kids, totally fine. Move on to the next one. Do not care. Just want you to be warned. I saw an article last night that really disturbed me. So we need to read it together. It is from the New York Post because that is where all disturbing articles come from. And it is about AI robots, specifically AI sex robots. And we're going to talk about that today. Before we do, though, make sure that you like this video, subscribe to the channel if you've not already, and ring that notification bell so that you never miss a comment section or off the clock episode. So if you have been watching the comment section for a while now, you know that I have talked extensively about porn, how I feel about porn, the dangers of porn, and specifically the dangers of substituting real relationships with these parasocial, one-sided fake relationships that you can create online with porn stars and OnlyFans creators. It is not only harmful for your emotional and social well-being, but it also has physical ramifications, specifically on your hormones. But now, in addition to hardcore porn and the trash we're exposed to on social media, literally on a daily basis, we have something else to worry about. And that would be these AI sex robots. I think you guys know how I feel about this because I think that these are terrible and would be very harmful for people in our world.
You know, I thought that robot over there looked pretty cool, you know?
Oh, it looks cool, huh? That's why you want it?
But more so than that, I think that they are a direct result of our sad and very, very broken and divided society. And that is what I want to focus on today. So the article that I read was from the New York Post, like I said, and the headline reads, ex-Google exec says that AI-powered sex robots will seem, quote, alive and eliminate need for another being. Great. Now, we do not need artists. We don't need writers. We don't even need anybody working in marketing. We don't need Google. We don't even need real human companionship because AI has gotten it taken care of. We are literally stripping humanity out of everything. It is shocking to me. 4 years ago, we were so worried about robots taking jobs from people at McDonald's. And now we're here. It's like, how did we go from a robot machine taking my McFlurry order to AI sex robots that is eliminating the need for any kind of human companionship? That is insane, guys. That is wild. Somebody said, I'll still get dumped. Another person said, the Industrial Revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race. In more ways than one, actually, and we could do a whole episode on that. But anyway, back to the article. This ex-Google executive is named Mao Gaudat, and according to New York Post, he was the chief business officer for Google's clandestine research and development arm X, and he said that AI will usher in a, quote, redesign of love and relationships, and that people will not be able to tell the difference between real-life sexual encounters and those that are created artificially. I can't even wrap my head around that. Like, we're not just talking about physically not even being able to tell the difference, but emotionally, biologically, your like hormonal and, you know, neuro response. That is what he is saying.
But of everyone I've ever dated, you are probably in the top 10.
It goes on and says, human beings will soon be able to simulate sex through virtual reality and augmented reality headsets such as Apple's Vision Pro or Quest 3. That is scary. So now it's not even just like the physical sex doll robots. They can convince you with these headsets that you are having a sexual encounter. Gaudet goes on and says, if we think a few years further and think of Neuralink, which is very scary, and, you know, I love Elon Musk and free speech and all that stuff, but that and don't like that, not a fan of that.
Leave me alone!
Akira!
We think of Neuralink and other ways of connecting directly to your nervous system. Why would you need another being in the first place? You know, that's actually quite messy, referencing real-life human relationships. Yes, I've talked about this before, but life is complex. Life is messy. Life is not supposed to be happy all the time. Life is actually human beings overcoming challenges every single day. That is what makes it worth living. That is what makes it interesting. That is what makes us grow and mature every single day. If you just eliminate that because it's hard and because it's messy, you are not only stripping away humanity, but you are taking away the opportunity for human beings to fully flourish, to fully develop and mature. This is a terrible thing. It's a terrible idea. He goes on and he says, even the mental and emotional stimuli that can come with intimacy can be recreated artificially. It's all signals in your brain that you enjoy companionship and sexuality, and if you really want to take the magic out of it, it can be simulated. So at least he is admitting that there is something that will not be real. He is just boiling down companionship and love to biology. And obviously, there is a lot that is biological when it comes to love because of hormones and how our brains, you know, think about people, but there's something else. Like, that's not human. You can't say that that is totally authentic. You can't say that that is totally real and that it is exactly like the same thing. I don't believe it. I don't want to test it, but I do not believe it. I mean, even if My hormones would react in the same way and I could have all the right brain signals. I still wouldn't want this because it's not human. That just feels like common sense, but it's sad thinking about a society and a generation that would quickly jump on board with this because it's easier and it would solve a problem. It would solve loneliness. And this is already happening. We saw this in May. This is another New York Post article. The headline reads, "I made a sexy AI robot of myself and you can date me for $1 a minute." So this is a Snapchat influencer who used ChatGPT to make an AI girlfriend that would gauge in erotic pillow talk for $1 a minute. And it is called Karen AI, and the description reads, quote, "Karen AI will always be there for you."
Oh, Karen, my computer wife.
And the influencer created this, devised the bot to cure loneliness. And that seems like a common thread for all of these AI creations. I did some searching online, and I apologize in advance for any of the FBI agents that are searching through my Google history, because I am not proud of this, but actually I don't need to be worried because I have ExpressVPN. And thanks to them, I do not need to worry about people looking at my search history or people listening to my private conversations at home. And guys, that is really happening because big tech is more powerful than most countries, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. So it is time to put a layer of protection on your online activity, and that is why I use ExpressVPN. I mean, think about how much of your life is on the internet. Every site that you visit, every video you watch, every message you send gets tracked and data mined. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address, something the companies can use to personally identify you. So ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and harder to sell to advertisers. And obviously, I have said this before because I am not a technologically savvy person at all, but what I like most about ExpressVPN is how easy it is to use. You can just download the app on your phone or your computer, tap one button, and you are protected. So stop handing over your personal data and visit expressvpn.com/Cooper. Again, that is expressvpn.com/Cooper, and you will get an extra 3 months free. Again, that is expressvpn.com/Cooper. So thankfully, even though I was searching some very gross things, I do not need to be worried about those ads popping back up on my computer. But I did look at some of these physical robots that are already for sale online, and this company apparently made the first ever sex AI robot like this, and they wrote, "Our artificially intelligent robot companions can discuss your day or please you for hours without complaint. The choice is always yours. Robot conversation or robot stimulation. Our high-tech, artificially intelligent humanoid sex robot companion are here for all of your desires. They will answer all of your questions. They will learn about your favorite things to do, and they will always be there for you whenever you need them. Expand your mental stimulation you crave and have your sensual sexual desires met every day without rejection. The real humanoid AI robot doll will never say no to your fantasies and will never dare accuse you of sexual harassment. You will never need to be alone any longer or hold off from pleasure. Now you will have in your life your own sexy, intelligent, beautiful robot companion." Guys, like, this is... Did we not watch iRobot? Did we not watch Her, that movie that was so creepy and so weird? We are literally living in that. We are about to live in that.
Yeah, tell them about the sex robot.
The what?
Yes, the what?
And I think the thing that worries me the most and saddens me the most is that they're not just creating these AI robots for physical pleasure. When they are writing the descriptions, it's not about, oh, this is going to feel great. It's going to feel like the exact same thing. So much of this is intellectual and emotional. She'll learn about your favorite thing. She'll talk to you for hours. You'll never be lonely again. She'll never accuse you of harassment. That is so sad that we have gotten to this point in society where we don't feel like we can actually rely on other human beings for this. That we are so lonely. We are so sheltered. That people are going online thinking about getting AI robots for companionship. If that is not the most blatant example of how broken our society and our romantic relationships are, I do not know what is. We really need to work on this. Guys and girls, we have to figure this out. Thank you for watching the comment section. If you want to see more videos just like this, make sure to subscribe to this channel, turn on your notifications, like this video, and of course, if you want even more content, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I'm Brett Cooper. See you next time.